From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A president and future president meet today at the White House. In just a few hours, Donald Trump will be meeting with the man who worked relentlessly to see that he might not become the next president of the United States. That, of course, would be current President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump will be making his first visit to the White House in what will be a show of unity, not only for the country, but for the entire world. Yesterday, losing Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton told voters that they owe Mr. Trump an open mind and a chance to lead.
We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
The meeting today will also begin the gradual transfer of power so that Trump will be ready to be sworn in on January the 20th.
Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay!
Carrying signs and reciting chants denouncing the president-elect as racist and misogynistic, thousands of protesters took to the streets in cities across the U.S. Wednesday to protest Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election. In Seattle,
we're just here in solidarity for all the people that are most traumatized by this person stepping into power.
We will see a huge wave of resistance, and we will build a strong coalition here in Seattle and nationwide to mobilize from day one against Trump.
Another group gathered across from Trump's soon-to-be home, the White House in Washington, D.C. This is VOA News. Despite winning the U.S. presidential election, Donald Trump appears to be losing the popular vote. As vote counting continued across the country, Hillary Clinton held a narrow lead in the popular vote. That, according to unofficial results tallied by Associated Press. European Council President Donald Tusk says the election of Donald Trump has brought uncertainty and poses new challenges for transatlantic ties. European Union foreign ministers will hold a special meeting on Sunday to assess the election. Many world leaders congratulated Mr. Trump on Wednesday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
In the aftermath of hard-fought and often divisive campaign, it is worth recalling and reaffirming that unity in diversity of the United States is one of the country's greatest strengths. I encourage all Americans to stay true to that spirit.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel hopes to meet with Trump before the G7 meeting in Italy in May. Mexico's president also plans to meet with Mr. Trump. The Mexican government says it is ready to lobby the U.S. Congress to block Trump's plan to impound remittances to pay for that new border wall. An explosion at a district governor's house in southeastern Turkey wounded three people on Thursday, including the governor. Turkish state media said the cause was a rocket attack by rebels from the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. And that security forces were searching for the terrorists responsible. The United States military said Wednesday its airstrike campaign targeting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria killed 64 civilians and injured eight others during the past year. The new numbers released by the U.S. Central Command bring the official total number of civilians killed since the operation began in August of 2014 to 119, with another 37 injured. Rights groups and monitors say the real number is much higher. Pentagon data shows U.S. forces are responsible for about two-thirds of all coalition airstrikes. Haiti has launched a massive cholera vaccination campaign in parts of the country devastated by Hurricane Matthew. The campaign is expected to be the world's largest, targeting 820,000 people. Haiti has battled a cholera outbreak since 2010. Ghana's Electoral Commission has qualified seven presidential candidates for the national election on December 7th. The successful candidates, six representing political parties and one independent, took part in a drawing late Wednesday in the capital to determine their positions on the ballot. And the United Nations agency monitoring the nuclear pact between Iran and six world powers said Wednesday that Iran has been storing heavier water than the agreement allows. The heavier water could be used in the process of making material for warheads. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.